107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the time is now to conclude a Gaza ceasefire agreement that will return all of the hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th and bring relief to Palestinians suffering after more than 10 months of bombings in Gaza. Blinken in Tel Aviv for more Middle East talks. Pro-Palestinian protesters among those marching in Chicago as the Democrats begin their national convention.
Demanding a restoration of abortion rights and an end to U.S. involvement in Gaza, protesters marched in downtown Chicago Sunday.
We think that the Democrats are in the best position to respond to our demands.
Protest organizer Ann Rumberger.
They're kind of our natural allies, but they do need to feel some pressure from the left.
Demonstrations are planned each day of this convention, sometimes more than one in a day. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Chicago.
President Biden will be delivering the keynote address tonight at the convention. Kamala Harris expected to take the stage with him. She'll accept the nomination Thursday. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The eyes of the political world are on Chicago, but politicos here are watching Wisconsin. Jessica Taylor of the Cook Political Report speaking to WISN-TV's Up Front.
Wisconsin's been the tipping point state in the Electoral College for the past two election cycles. You know, we used to think of like Ohio or Florida as the ultimate swing state. It really might be Wisconsin now.
Taylor says she's watching if Wisconsin voters split their tickets for president and U.S. Senate. More layoffs and branch campus closures will be on the table in the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in Madison Thursday and Friday. The number of UW two-year campuses has shrunk by six, and more could be closed. UW leaders blame shrinking enrollment and revenues. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A new adventure center has officially opened in the Mount Telemark Village in Cable. According to a Northern News Now report, the new 12,000-square-foot facility will serve as a gateway to various outdoor activities and features 10 hotel rooms, trek bikes, and a backroads coffee. Officials say over 2,000 different donors helped the organization raise over $8 million for the Mount Telemark Village Revival Project, and the organization is still trying to raise over $10 million to continue adding to their new facility. FEMA has opened an in-person disaster recovery center in St. Louis County to assist residents who suffered damage during severe storms over the summer. According to a WDIO report, the disaster recovery center will be located in the county's Public Works facility in Virginia, and staff will be able to help residents apply for federal disaster assistance, answer questions, and connect them with other types of help. Federal assistance is available to residents to cover things like temporary housing and home repairs. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers sweep the Guardians. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 shutout of the Cleveland Guardians that completed a three-game sweep, winning their fifth in a row. Colin Ray pitched a no-hitter through 5 2/3 innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just been an incredible anchor. You know, he really has. He gives you it every time out.
The Brewers GM Matt Arnold telling reporters he and Murphy met last week with Christian Yelich to convince him it was time to consider back surgery.
A couple days ago, Murph and I met with Yelich to talk about what was going on with him in his rehab. Pretty honest with each other about kind of where he was, the hard work that he's put in, and I've seen him, I've watched him work hard on what he's doing in the weight room, everything to come back, and unfortunately it just wasn't working for him.
NFL, the Packers lose to the Broncos 27-2 last night in Denver.
Well, that was a long night. I was hoping that our guys would come out with more strain, effort, grit after kind of getting humbled the other day in practice, and then to have it happen again, not where we want to be.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
It's the Democratic National Convention, everybody, and I could not be more excited. It kicks off with President Joe Biden, and I'll be joined by County Executive David Crowley.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We are kicking off the 2024 Democratic Convention here in beautiful downtown Chicago. 844-967-2789 is the number. So, now Kamala Harris talked about price gouging. And she wanted to do something about what is transpiring in this country that everybody knows is wrong. The price gouging that's taking place on food is really causing major harm to poor people in this country. And so what was the solution that she talked about? You know, she talked about, you know, possibly addressing this in a way that, you know, I think many others have not talked about. She talked about putting some price constraints on those who are doing the price gouging. And you would have thought that she had committed a crime. Listen, I don't know any other way to stop price gouging. Maybe you might know. If you do, 844-967-2789. You know, prominent Democrats flooded the airways Sunday morning to defend Vice President Kamala Harris's economic platform, but they were hesitant to specifically back a proposed price gouging ban that has raised eyebrows among Republicans and some economists. So if you know a better way, clearly, there's something that has to be done. What has transpired with the price gouging that continues to happen in this country, and yet nobody is willing to do anything to fix it. When Kamala Harris came up with a plan, with an idea, right away, Republicans started attacking it. And so let me do this. Before we go any further, let's go to Susan from Kenosha, who's been hanging on. Susan, thank you very much for hanging on. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Worry. Trump has galvanized all the women in this nation with Roe versus Wade and Project 2025. Does he not think we don't read these things? The women will back Kamala Harris, I would say 95%. The other 5%, they're just lost in the woods. And we honor our people, men and women who have served in our military. And we also honor our dead, military dead who made the ultimate sacrifice. We believe in this country, and we are going to continue to fight this. And the women of this country are going to push Kamala right into the White House. And if you are worried about what's going to happen afterwards, yeah, there's going to be a little bit of that. But don't you think that they are now preparing to handle any mega disturbance that's going to come our way? I mean, we expect that. But basically, women are strong, and these mega people are paper tigers. Just think of it that way. And I believe in you. I believe in the people who are speaking up against Trump and the MAGA party, and I salute you because it's marvelous, just marvelous. We're not going to let these people roll over us and take away our Constitution and take away our rights.
Susan, I want to say this to you, and so hang on the line. I'm ready. I'm ready for a woman to run this nation. The nation certainly can benefit by the perspective of a woman. Men, we've been created differently. And, a man's response is always, I see a nail, I'm the hammer. And so what we need is a hammer to fix the nail. A woman doesn't see it in that perspective. Look, and for people who say, well, women can't handle that situation, Margaret Thatcher has been led her nation for, a decade. How many other women have led their nations? To think that our nation cannot survive with a woman at the helm, I'm ready for that change. I think that the nation needs that. It needs to look at things from the perspective other than might. And hopefully the future of our nation and the trajectory of it will change commensurate with the beliefs and the understanding of women who look at things with a different perspective. And I will honestly say to you that we're headed down that path, and now is the time. Susan, go ahead.
Well, I totally agree with you. Women look at the perspective of the future for our children.
Yes.
This is what we always did, because we nurture and we give. We give 100% of ourselves every single day to our family. Where men are more, they go out to work and they do their thing. And not that I have anything against that. I don't. But women have always looked that way, looked towards the future. And now we are looking towards the future for a better country where we all, and I don't care what religion you are, I do not care about anything, what clothes you wear, what the color of your skin is, anything. Don't care about that. All I care about is I want to see your children and my children and the children's children to continue on in this country and to achieve their ultimate goals and be happy with their life. That's all I want to see.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much for the call. It's time. It clearly is time. And I don't think that there's any way that this can be stopped. It's similar to, you know, when Barack Obama was running. And the time had just come for that change. And the nation is preparing for this time as well. There's going to be a woman president, and it's going to be, and the first one is going to be Kamala Harris. And it doesn't matter what people say. Those who are the naysayers, again, those who are attacking her now because she wanted to address the fact that price gouging is happening and that mothers are struggling to feed their children. And the response that she's getting and others are getting is, well, you can't buy a price fix because it impacts and affects, you know, the business community. Let me talk a little bit about, you know, Chris Coombs, who is from Delaware. And I saw him on Fox News on yesterday explaining as the Shannon Bream, who is the person that's on Fox News Sunday, was trying to explain to him just about how horrible it was that Kamala Harris was talking about, you know, challenging this price gouging. And he clearly had this to say. I think picking this one proposal of the many that Kamala Harris has put out misses the broader point, which is that Vice President Harris is continuing the work of President Biden in reducing costs faced by working Americans. Chris Coons, Democrat, Delaware, told Shannon Bream on Fox News. One exception was Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, who spoke favorably of the price gouging prosecutions, citing his own experience dating from his days as a Commonwealth's Attorney General. There clearly needs to be some pushback and some control over major corporations that continue to make life more and more difficult for the average American. And so the fact that Kamala Harris, and I said this before, as people are pushing towards her and, well, what is her policies? What is her plan? She's going to continue many of the policies that many of us who supported Joe Biden has, you know, brought forth. Those don't need to be changed. They need to be focused on the American people and not the American corporations. And so if Kamala Harris follows that path, then I say that's kind of what many of us are looking for. We don't want to see that path changed. Reach out to the average American citizen. Make them believe that there's an opportunity for them to live inside of this nation and get a fair shot. And if she does that and continues that path, as Joe Biden would say, finish the work. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It is the opening day of the 2024 Democratic Convention here in beautiful downtown Chicago. 844-967-2789. Let me read another paragraph or so of what is being said about a proposal that, you know, Kamala Harris floated to address the gouging, price gouging. And let's be clear, price gouging. Nobody disagrees that price gouging is going on, and yet people are disagreeing with the solution that she came up with. I haven't heard anybody else's solution. It's easy to say, well, you know, this is anti-American. This is anti-capitalism. If it's anti-capitalism to do what's right for the American people, then the hell with capitalism. I'm sorry. It's not working if people can continue to gouge the average American person who struggles, and we know how literally many people are struggling. The proposed price gouging ban made headlines last week when Jason Furman, a Harvard University economist who formerly served in the Obama administration, told the New York Times that Harris's plan is not sensible policy. The Washington Post editorial board also described Harris's economic policy as gimmicks. Harris rolled out her economic platform in North Carolina on Friday, ramping up attacks for driving up grocery store prices in a sharp departure from Bidenomics, which has often hesitated to pin the blame on big business for inflation. Her policy proposals came only days before the Democratic National Convention kicks off in Chicago this week, where she will further present her vision for the future of the party. Let's go to Gene from Eau Claire. Good morning to you, Gene. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Well, Earl, it's so wonderful to talk to you. I'm so excited you're there with all the greatness and hope and joy. That's a beautiful thing. And you're doing a great job, and thank you so much for all the work that you do. We're so blessed to have you. I think I support her 100%. This woman is very intelligent. I've watched her since she's been in the Senate. I researched her background. Just outstanding woman, leader, and we're blessed to have her. Come on. People have been taken advantage of for quite a few years, and there needs to be a stop to it. I mean, give me a break. We live in the United States of America. People are blessed to live here, and people are blessed to have businesses here. And we're getting sick of the big money people being able to spread lies all over the all over our country with absolutely zero consequences to them. God darn it, we got to vote for her. She's going to make America fair again. I mean, this is nuts because a lot of small groceries lost, you know, their businesses during the pandemic. Who buys them up? The wealthy people. I mean, look at all of the same name grocery stores, and they all buy their stuff from the same place, but the prices to also, they do this so they can give you better prices. They're not always given better prices. In fact, they're the ones that are price gouging. So I sure hope that people wake up and quit whining, because we're in a real situation here that we need a good leader, and I'm excited to see a woman, especially this woman. So thank you, Earl, and keep up the great work, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you all week. Bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Jean. Hey, thank you. Really appreciate it. You know, part of, and I've said this before, and I'm going to continue to say it, is people keep asking what is, you know, Vice President Harris's platform. It's a continuation, for the most part, of what Joe Biden has done. And there are many of us who agree with what the direction that President Biden had this nation going in. But, you know, think about some of the things that Joe Biden's presidency has brought to the average person and their families, and improved upon things that have happened that needed to be done as a related structurally in this nation. And the fact that he's earmarked tax dollars to go back towards the American people, something that hadn't been done in decades. And yet many of us have benefited by the policies of Joe Biden that helped and were structured towards the average everyday person. I'm not on the airways. I have nothing against the wealthy, but there aren't a whole lot of wealthy people who are listening to these airwaves. They don't have to. You know, every, you know, other Monday, we've got the patriotic millionaires who grace the airwaves, not only on my show, but on many of the other shows across civic media. And they are telling us about all of those different things that are earmarked towards them that allow them to continue to live the lives and the lifestyles that they live that don't benefit the average person. And yet these policies continue to be slanted towards them. It's not me and the average person who's talking about that. It is they, those who know that these policies have been slanted towards their benefit, and they're clearly saying that this has to stop. So this is not about somebody jealous of those who, you know, live that great life. It's about the masses of the American people and the future of our children and grandchildren, that if we don't correct this, which is what President Biden was doing, and which is what Kamala Harris is going to continue to. There's no surprise. There's no secret. There's no hocus pocus. It's going to be more of the same, doing something to help the average, everyday American citizen. 844-967-2789. You're tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We're in beautiful downtown Chicago at the Democratic Convention.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Democrats have an eye on winning majorities in the state legislature. Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer says voters are rejecting Republican tactics undermining democracy.
We intend to take the majority this fall to stop them from passing further proposals that would consolidate their own power and restrict voters' access to the ballot box.
The Democrat strategy for November targets 5 Senate races and 16 Assembly races. Scam artists are using social media videos to copy people's voices. Consumer advocates say you should only share videos with friends and family and decline social media connection requests with suspicious-looking accounts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A Duluth man has been sentenced to over 30 years in prison for a murder that happened about 1 year ago. 22-year-old Sanusi Bangora was charged with a variety of crimes relating to the 2023 shooting death of 19-year-old Paris Caden Allen. He was charged with aiding and abetting second-degree murder, aiding and abetting second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon, and drive-by shooting. The other man involved in the incident, Brandon Williams Gillard, was sentenced to 40 years in prison earlier this year on the same charges. Chester Bowl's Tom Storm Chalet in Duluth could receive some serious state funding for their planned renovations. According to a Northern News Now report, officials announced Thursday that the Legislative Citizen Commission on Minnesota Resources has recommended that Chester Bowl receive an additional $2.3 million from the state to go towards improvements. The recommendation must still receive approval from state lawmakers, and if approved, construction on the renovations could begin in the spring of 2026. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Bob Odenkirk and Bill Burr have been on their share of stages, but both will experience a first when they head to Broadway next spring. The actor-comedians will join Kieran Culkin on Broadway and Glengarry Glen Ross. If you haven't seen the 1992 film written by David Mamet based on his play of the same title, it's worth a watch. The story is set in a cutthroat Chicago real estate office. Burr will be in the Dave Moss role, played by Ed Harris in the film. Culkin will play Richard Roma, who is portrayed by Al Pacino, and Odenkirk takes the role of Shelley Levine, the character played by Jack Lemmon. That's one to see. If Taylor Sheridan has writer's cramp, he is great at hiding it. He's written yet another Yellowstone spinoff that's headed to the little screen. The show Madison will star Michelle Pfeiffer as the female lead. She will also executive produce. Madison follows a New York City family as they adjust to life in the West. Rumors are that Kurt Russell will also join the cast. Madison's previous title was 2024. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be partly cloudy today with a high in the low 80s this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, he's known on TikTok as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph, an oil and gas expert, joins us to talk about the myths of prices. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Thank you.
when I had most of my
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. We are in beautiful downtown Chicago as the kickoff of the 2024 Democratic Convention kicks off. And I can tell you that the excitement and energy is at a fever pitch. I'm going to be leaving here right after the show and going right down in the midst of those revelers who are all here for the same reason, all with the hope that this is the opportunity to change the trajectory of our nation. And if ever there was a time that the trajectory of the nation needed to be this transformation of our nation that just a short period of time, 4 years ago? I mean, it really is amazing. 4 years ago, Donald Trump was still president of the United States, and things were headed down a perilous path that many of us saw, did not like it, did not know how to handle it, did not know in what direction the nation was headed. And I know I was one of those who had been around a long time, had seen many different presidents, had seen the ups and downs of our nation, which has always swung either left or right, throughout history. But this time, especially this time, the point and the fact that we could change the nation's trajectory for decades to come if the Democrats win this election. If Donald Trump wins and the Republicans win, the future of the nation will certainly be locked in, I think, for decades to come, and clearly in the wrong direction. We can't forget that Donald Trump knowingly made the statement that if he gets elected, you no longer have to worry about ever voting again. It was just yesterday, it appears, that, he was so confident and Republicans were so confident because President Joe Biden was his opposition. And he saw a man, even though that man has done many, many great things during the last 4 years, just physically, just was not up to the task. But the fact that Kamala Harris is going to continue with many of the policies that many of us in this listening audience support, it's a time to rejoice. And I'm telling you, as I head down to the convention, my heart is full. the energy level. I can't wait to be a part of that. I'm going to be interviewing many congresspeople and senators, and certainly bringing those interviews back to you, and just having them, you know, encourage us of where we are, what they need us to do. Listen, this is all hands on deck. We've got the Generation X's, the Generation Z's, the baby boomers, the millennials. You know, everybody is mobilizing and organizing for what they want as a future that they all deserve, and we all deserve. We all deserve an opportunity for Americans to be one. And all of this divide and conquer that Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and others have been benefiting by for such a long time has to come to an end. We're in a position right now, if everybody mobilizes somebody, that we can make that happen. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. How you doing, man? Brendan, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Earl. I can't hear you in my headset for some reason, but I just wanted to call and say policy-wise, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, Brendan. Yeah, go ahead.
What we do need to focus on is what's going on with people's medical bills and the fact that families are...
Brendan, we can hear you. Okay, maybe call back, Brendan. I will tell you, you talked about medical bills. You know, Joe Biden has been fighting and the Democrats have been fighting for a long, long time. This goes back to, you know, the conversation about whether or not, you know, Kamala Harris should address price gouging. We've got a nation that really has kind of been gone off the rails for a long, long time in benefiting just corporations. And I haven't heard Republicans on any of any stripe push back on what we know has been continued price gouging and taking advantage of the American people. I can distinctly recall not so long ago that I was getting medical bills from a surgery I had, you know, 10 years ago, and saying that you owe this, and if you didn't pay this, they were going to attach it to your credit. They could do that. They were called ghost bills that came from hospitals, because somebody made it possible for hospitals to be able to gouge the American people. And yet that was legal. And I recall having to pay bills from a surgery from 10 years prior because I didn't want to risk my credit rating. Those are the kinds of things that we know have not been right, and that people and our government has not been willing to take on. These are the kinds of things that need the changes that need to come about. And I don't hear Republicans talking about changing those things. I do hear Democrats talking about changing them. I've heard them from Joe Biden early on in his election, and he stuck to those things. And so when you do that, and when you lead in that manner, the people who benefit from those kinds of policies aren't going to take it lightly. And they're going to come after you as they came after Joe Biden. And now that Kamala Harris is looking to, again, continue that legacy, they'll be coming after her. Because you and I, for the most part, unless there's somebody like the Democratic Party and Kamala Harris who's willing to take this by the horns. And I see this opportunity. You know, I don't know when it's going to come again. But if we can get her elected, and that's now 8 years of Democratic policy. And I forgot who it was. Maybe, I think it was Tom from L.A. And somehow, if we're fortunate enough to have the Congress and the Senate, you can start seeing the change necessary. It'll be visible. And it won't take very long for that to take place. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. It's shocking to me that we're going to be repeating history with price controls. We already know what happened under the Nixon administration. We know what happened under the new, Truman administration. They had put prices on meat and cheese and everything else, and it was a disaster. And China had that up until 1976. China had price controls and everything. And the amount of people that died under Mao because of price controls, people don't understand that price controls, it sounds good, but it's disastrous as far as supply and demand. And
hey, David, and I'll let you continue, but let me ask you. So how do they fix what's taking place now, David? Do you think it's fair that corporations can gouge the people? You think that's okay?
First of all, in the grocery market, which I worked in for 6 years when I was a kid, is very small profit margin. It's only maybe on a good day 5%. That's where it is for grocery stores. That's number one. Number two, if you really look at what's going on, why do we have minimum markup law? Do you realize we still have a minimum markup law in the state of Wisconsin, which is almost 10%? Why are we talking about getting rid of that? I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous. So automatically you're going to pay 10% more because the government is the one setting the standard of minimum markup. And so I think we should start with that first, before we start doing price controls, which we know has failed disastrously in prior administrations, and people, I don't want us to repeat history. That's all I'm saying. 1970s, in New York City, they put price controls on rent.
Hey, David.
Burned the buildings down in the 1970s.
Hey, David. Kamala Harris is not going to be able to put price controls on. Yes, she floated that, but you and I know that's not going to take place. Again, the issue is, you talk about the 5% minimum, I mean the 5% markup, which is what grocery stores, their margin. Well, they were making money long before COVID, David. They were in business. They were expanding. And things were okay with that 5%, that they were making. But for where they are right now, David, everybody knows that what they're doing is gouging. And so how do the American people, who fights for them, David? You talk about the corporations, but who fights for the American people? Who fights for the mother who struggles with her children and can't afford to feed them? 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to
travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Let's go right back to the phone lines. Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy Monday morning. The thing I was bringing up about the hospital bill, I do believe that Congress did try to bring a bill to the floor that would at least stop these hospital bills from crushing people's credit rating. Because, again, once your credit rating's crushed, as you expressed, hey, I paid that bill because I was worried about my credit rating going down. Everything else costs you more. And, again, the 1% profits from these types of things. And, you know, families being crushed under the debt of hospital bills to try to stay healthy. It's just insane in our country. Now, I'm not, trying to promote one-payer system or Medicare for all. I'm just trying to say that the bureaucracy we've created with the medical system we have in this country is insane. That's all.
As I stated, I agree with you totally. As somebody who's had to pay several huge kind of bills many years after I had my surgery and after insurance, that came up out of the clear blue. It certainly is something that I know I'm not alone in having to have dealt with. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jack, Jake? Jake, let's go to Jake. Good morning to you, Jake. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I was going back to the whole corporation and, overpricing. Like, so say, for instance, I sell you something and it's at £1 for like $5. And then I come back after COVID-19 and I give you, let's say 12 ounces. And then I charge you more money for even less.
Right.
I mean, right. Yeah, that's what's happening. Okay. It's not just gouging. It's giving you less for more, which if you ask me is really unethical. And I think, and this is what's going to happen with Harris, she's going to empower the federal government to actually go after these corporations again and enforce the law and say, hey, if you do this, we're going to do this to you because you're screwing over 99% of Americans, and that's what's going to happen. So there isn't going to be any price fixing. Next, he'll have to whine about, and everyone will whine about enforcement of the law. So, and that's what's going to happen. They're not going to do any price fixing because that doesn't work. I mean, it's been proven. So, I'm looking forward to hearing about corporations getting fined millions and millions and trillions and billions of dollars for doing this to people. And I'm looking forward to.
Well, but see, Jake, that's what needs to happen. And, we can talk about the price fixing or all those things. That's not going to go through anyway. But what is the responsibility of the government to rein in these corporations that have been taking advantage of the American people? And for far too long, it has not happened. And Donald Trump is not talking about that, regardless of whether people, you know, love him or not. They're asking about what her policies are, and nobody's asking Donald Trump what his are. And so, you know, at least she's talking about the right things. And so however we get to that point, as you stated, you know, something has to be done. Because who's going to stop them from continuing to price gouge? Man, you go in the grocery store, man, it's tough for me. You know, and it's just my wife and I and a young man that we're raising. Can you imagine a mother, single mother with three growing children? And how difficult that is? And so that's who Kamala Harris is speaking for. And it's about time that we had somebody who's willing to take that on. Hey, Jake, thank you very much for the call. Let's go back to Mike from Kenosha. Mike, go ahead.
Well, thanks very quickly. You know, when that caller was talking about skinny margins for the food industry or the grocery stores, all retail has been under assault under the Amazon model for the last couple of decades. Right. So what we need to be looking at is the manufacturer and distribution cost, because that's where the bottlenecks, that's where the, you know, the four or five companies in one industry, you know, negotiate the territories so they can maximize the profit. The profiteering is not being made at the retail level as much as it is the manufacturer and at the source. Look at the financial reports that are required for these corporations. They're showing just tremendous growth quarter after quarter. The retailers, the grocery stores, they're struggling. They're in, you know, what they call a managed destruction mode, where, you know, 10 years from now, retail grocery is probably going to be non-existent. And it's going to be the Amazon or the big, distribution, methods. It's
hey, Mike, I wish I had more time. Mike, we got to leave it there. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin. Thank all of you, the listening audience. Up next, Matt Nair, Jane Matt Nair, and Greg Bott on air. And I'm going down and have the time of my life at the Democratic Convention today. I'll let you all know about how that went. On tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, it's producer Conrad. Pete will be back from vacation Monday with guests Rob Thomas and Bill Luff. The Democratic National Convention is next week, so join the Nightlight stream from 7 to 9 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, or X.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Who is the toughest billionaire? I'm pretty sure I could take Warren Buffett. He's like 94. Elon Musk is the richest guy in the world. He's got like 200 billion bucks. Then Jeff Bezos.
I don't know how Jeff would fight.
What about Mark Zuckerberg?
No, that guy.
I'll say Bill Gates. He would probably take a dive.
Isn't Michael Jordan a billionaire now?
Okay, I would take Michael Jordan.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.